It's Friday, it's high summer. It's time to think beyond the woes of this world, the Middle East, the bumpy market, and get to the really important stuff. The perfect glass of iced tea. And who better to discuss it with than Fred Thompson, who wrote a book called Iced Tea and is on the phone from his vacation house in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You're a lucky guy.
Well, I feel pretty fortunate at the very moment.
You have, through your book, answered my first question, because sometimes, you know, you hear people say iced tea, but it's really iced with a D, isn't it?
Well, it depends on where you were raised. We never had iced tea growing up in North Carolina or anywhere in the South. It was always iced tea. But as iced tea has become more integrated throughout the country, it has taken on the iced.
And you have recipes for at least 50 different variations of it. There can't be that many ways to make iced tea.
Well, there are that many ways to flavor iced tea. There are certainly classic ways to brew iced tea. There are some fun punches that you can make with iced tea. Iced tea mixes well with fruit, and it plays pretty well with alcohol, too. So, you know, you can't go wrong with any of them. Mm.
There are regional differences, as you've said, but I thought that southern tea was really just a whole bunch of sugar, and then you throw in a little water and a couple of leaves of tea.
Well, not quite. The legend behind the super sweet iced tea that I've been told starts in the barbecue houses and the fish camps at a time where sugar was cheaper than tea. And restaurateurs trying to be practical and pragmatical were adding more sugar to the tea to stretch the tea. Evidently, we developed a taste for it. But really what Southern tea is a good strong brew of tea that has a lot of sugar in it. And I even refer to it in my book as saying that, you know, a good glass of Southern iced tea will make your teeth hurt. And that's true.
I've had that experience, actually. But also, you say in your book that tea...
Tea is truly the house wine of the South.
So what does that make us Northerners? What's big tea-wise up north?
Well, my first experience with iced tea in New York was in a restaurant in Manhattan, maybe 91, 92. I ordered iced tea. The waiter warned me. He said, no, you don't want it. He was right. Turned out he was a struggling actor from Texas, knew what iced tea was supposed to be like. Iced tea in the North at that time was a very, at least in Manhattan, was a very weak brew. It was like, you know, you could see through it. In the last decade, iced tea has become a premier beverage, I think, all around the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, quickly, before all of our ice melts here, would you answer the basic question, what is the perfect iced tea? Now, you have to make a choice.
Well, I think it's pretty simple. Start with 6 regular tea bags. Take 2 cups of water.
Wait, what kind of tea bags?
Orange pekoe, oolong, green tea.
Anything. You don't care.
Your favorite. Whatever you think might be a good twist.
Okay, the 6 bags.
Take 2 cups of water and bring them to a boil. If you want, you can put a pinch of baking soda in there, because that will kind of smooth out the tannins. The tannins are what make iced tea bitter. Let this steep for about 10 to 15 minutes. I would say if you're not from the South, start with 10. If you're in the South, you already know that 15 is the right number. Pour this concoction into a heat-proof pitcher and add an additional 6 cups of water. Now, at this point, if you do want sweetened tea, you could add a cup of sugar. True Southerners would put as much as a cup and a half of sugar. Give that a stir. But the important thing now is to let this cool to room temperature before you put it in the refrigerator, because if you don't, you're going to have the cloudiest iced tea you ever saw. Sometimes you can pour a little boiling water into cloudy iced tea and clear it up, but most of the time it won't happen. So the best thing is just let it cool down to room temperature and then refrigerate it.
Just great. Fred Thompson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Fred Thompson. His book is called Iced Tea. And Fred, I want to tell you a recipe that was passed along from a friend. This is something I love. And she got it, she thinks, from the Union Square Cafe in New York.
Uh-huh.
It's 2 bags of Darjeeling and 2 bags of English breakfast and 1 bag of mint.
Sounds like a wonderful tea. Make your own special iced tea for your house.
Thank you so much. You can find lots of recipes for iced tea on our website, npr.org.
Something cool. I'd like to order something cool. It's so warm here in town, and the heat gets me down. Yes, I'd like something cool. My, it's nice to simply sit and rest a while.